for your pleasure, a reenactment, an inspiration, if you will, last week on Utterly Absurd. Actually, 2 weeks ago on Utterly Absurd, frequented by Joseph, who inspired my 11-year-old Miriam. Let's hear how that goes. Miri?
Hi, my name is Joseph, and I'm 8 years old, and if you can't tell, I'm actually a hippopotamus. Yeah. I think we could get people to buy things from by saying that if they didn't, I would eat them. A hippo is gonna eat guys. Get you to do things. Yeah.
Yay!
Wow, that was amazing.
For those of you who can't see all the hand waving, you're really missing the show.
And there's your tribute, Will.
Thank you.
Imitation is the best form of flattery. And now, onto the show.
I'll start it. Hello and welcome everybody to Utterly Absurd Round 1. Yeah, Round 1. We just got done listening to that freaking awesome intro by Miriam Marie. Oh my gosh.
All week long I heard her doing that. And because I think the Joseph laugh is so funny, I didn't care.
Yeah, Will's probably like super happy that he inspired a whole like intro. That was great. That was great. I'm so sad Miriam's not on the show. Maybe I should not have chosen you as a co-judge, Reed.
No, I don't know, maybe.
Miriam could have been on the show.
Oh, for those of you who are worried about it, Miriam heard Joseph only because the audition came to my house. She did not hear all the other stuff in the show. You guys are allowed to keep it at whatever level you want to. She doesn't listen.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get my sister to do something, okay? Because I have to. Reed's beating me right now. I have to catch back up.
Dude, the last time you got your sister to do something was epic.
I know.
Didn't she sing that song with you?
She always sings stuff. We actually won a VHMA for a song.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. She's pretty good. Let's get on to. This is an exciting episode. We're gonna play our little recordings. We're gonna start with all of Reed's first, and then we'll end with all of mine. Reed, why don't you remind the folks at home what yours is?
Well, actually, I will read to you what the contestants got. Actually, the intro kind of pretty much says it all, but I'll read it to you here, just in case anything is. It's
a good idea. I'm going to get mine so I can read mine.
Of course, I'm not prepared for this at all. I'm not ready to read it. That's okay. All right, the scenario. Walter has finally found it, the Fountain of Youth. He's found someone to take him, and there's room for one more person on the plane. You could be it. There's only one problem. You're not the only one who wants this. So, to be fair, it was decided that they would select from a pool of interested parties to go. Walter wants you to join him, so you better apply. Besides, since you're over 75 years of age, you qualify for at least that much. Remember back in the glory days when you wanted to go to college? back in the days when college only cost $500 a year, but back then, that was a lot of moolah. Remember how you had to impress the admissions people? Well, better think like that. There's only one seat, so you gotta be interesting and entertaining wouldn't hurt. Walter got on because he's such a funny guy. Well, that and he paid them, but they won't accept money from any applicants, so don't try it. So there are criteria, your name, your age, how many people are in your family? What did you do when you weren't retired? And some interesting stories about yourself. And what would you do with the Fountain of Youth? So hurry. The competition is fierce.
Damn.
By the way, I might cut that from the recording. I think most of that was actually in Walter's recording. It would be funnier coming from Walter. So I might just cut that part. But
that was epic. I'm kind of afraid to read what I wrote now.
No.
I'll promise you this, though. My next scenario is going to be. Gonna be as epic as that.
Cool.
mine was just I don't even want to read mine anymore.
No,
my topic was called Asian Ambassador Banquet. I'll give you the backstory to my topic. I was watching Star
Wars.
Wait.
Give the backstory when we get to yours. Just in case.
Oh, when we get to mine.
Just in case they trim it down and we just cut straight to Walter's. I don't want to do this. And then
mine
when we get
was
to yours,
Asian
you can tell
Ambassador
the backstory.
Banquet. Okay. So before we start, I want to just explain how we're doing the scoring. Once more, and more specifically, like when we're going to tell you your scores. So, like we said, you're going to get a possible 10 points in 3 different categories from each of us. Acting, energy and risk factor. The more risky your thing is, the more points you will get. We aren't going to tell you your scores, however, until the very end. And when we do tell you your scores, we're not going to give you the breakdown over the recording. We will email you the breakdown.
And don't be hurt if the scores are like 5-6, because, you know, this is a wide berth of 1 to 10. You know, 5-6 is still a good score in a category.
Yeah. I think at the end, we're just going to tell them, like, their total score. So, right. Like, it'll be probably, like, right. You know, like, JC gets 40 or, you know, Cage Crazy got 60, something like that.
Awesome.
Okay. and Cage last Crazy. Thing, if you guys want to spend your tokens, don't forget to email us.
Oh, yeah, everyone
should have 4 tokens.
Right, and you have to tell us before we start, you know, before we start the episode, or else it's null and void.
Yeah, so I didn't get any emails, so no tokens being used for round 1. If you want to use your tokens for round 2, like if you want to skip round 2, for example, you could start using that next episode. Got to email me, though, ASAP. Right. I think that's everything I wanted to cover.
Okay, awesome. Shall we begin?
Let's listen to your recording, and then we'll start off with Janie Gurley.
You know what? Okay, well, since you got time on your hand, I'm on call tonight. I'm going to have to step out for a little bit. I'll have somebody substitute in for me, okay?
Okay.
Right, cool. Okay. I'm on call and all, so.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Hey, you people, it's Walter. Why did you think we were going to get on this show of voices and not hear from old man Walter? Not happening, cheeky booze. Listen, I got something really special going on here. I found the Fountain of Youth. That's right, bitches. I found it, and it's going to be all mine. Well, there's a lot of water there, so it's plenty to share. I got us a plane. There's only one seat left, and apparently some other people have found out about it. So they started this whole thing, but you have to, like, send them some information about yourself, and they're going to choose who the other person is who's going to come with us. It's out of my hands now, but I need you to come with me, please. So, it's only people over 75, it's only people with an interesting story, and they want to know how old you are, how many people are in your family, one or two or maybe 3 really interesting stories about your life, and what the hell you would do with the Fountain of Youth. Me, I paid them a lot of money, so they don't give a shit about me. But I get to go! Yeah, baby! It's gonna be like the old days. 5-cent hot dogs at Coney Island! I can't wait! Please, hurry! You gotta get it in now. And I heard they got rid of somebody's application because they didn't give them their name. So please, make sure you include your name in this.
Offer valid only for one person of advanced age. Fountain of Youth is a trademark of Bullshit Incorporated, con artist to the elderly. Only one entry per customer. Offer not acceptable without a name, license number, social security number, signing over of your will, and bank account numbers. Offer good in all 50 states and wherever suckers may live.
Hey, Ethel! Where the hell is my hearing aid? I couldn't understand what the hell that guy was saying at the end.
What?
I get your own hearing aid, dammit! Where is my hearing aid?
Have you checked your ear?
Oh.
Turn it on.
What?
Turn it on!
Oh, that's so much better.
And before you ask, your glasses are on top of your head.
Oh my goodness. What the hell are they doing up there?
I don't know.
Okay, well, look. Reed had to step out, so Ethel and I were here to step in and help you people. Why the hell did only 4 people apply to my thing? I would have thought the Fountain of Youth would have brought people from near and far. But I guess we got a couple coming in. Hey, did I hear snickering or is that my hearing aid again? Who the hell is that?
don't mind me, Walter.
Who the hell are you?
I'm your.
Are you the pilot?
I'm the pilot.
Well, what the hell? Why didn't you say so?
Okay.
Who's our first applicant?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to drive. Our first person we're gonna be trying to take to the island tonight is Janie Gurley, Walter.
Oh, Gurley. Ethel, don't worry, you're still my woman.
Ah, that's what I love to hear.
How old is she? Okay.
Put your teeth back in your mouth, Walter.
I'm sorry. Okay, I think maybe we should listen, yeah?
Yes, go, Janie Gurley.
Okay, Janie Whirly, it's your turn.
Hello? Hello? Oh, wait. Is this thing on? Gerald! Will you check to see if this thing is on, please?
It's on, trust me, just trust me.
Please, I need to tell if I can Oh, wait. I hear it. There we go. It's on. It's okay. You can go now. You can go. Okay. Hello, Mr. Walter? Walter, is that your name? Oh, I used to know a Walter. He used to live down the street from me in Kentucky. He was so cute. I used to follow him home on the school days.
What?
And then I draw pictures of him.
Pictures? What kind of pictures?
So many pictures. Oh, shut up, Gerald! You know I love you. This was before you. You can't say anything. Gerald gets jealous really easily, even when he's old phony like me. Oh, let me see. My name is Ethel. I hope you like it. It's kind of flashy, I know, but I'm pretty aged. It's true. I mean, I try. I've lived a lot. It's true. And yes, I'm 87.
87? She means 89.
87.
89.
It's kind of sad, but don't you worry. I still have plenty of juice in this old body of mine.
No, you don't.
You shut up, Gerald! Will you?
Oh, you shut up, bitch.
Oh, my stupid husband. I remember when we met. I was sitting there, feeding the dogs at the local park. People were beating on me because they weren't my dogs, and I was feeding them steaks and random food.
Chocolate!
I mean, I thought all dogs like chocolate, right? Who doesn't like chocolate? No, but seriously, I was with those dogs, and oh, then he came along and with his own box of chocolates, and he offered me one, and I'm like, Gerald, why are you giving me chocolates? And you know what he said? Gerald, why don't you tell him what you said?
He said that you
You're a bitch! That's what he said! You're a bitch!
You're a bitch.
He told me I was a bitch. I was like, oh my god, you're the perfect one for me. Okay, okay. Alright, let me continue on this little thing. Okay, alright. How many people are in my family? Which one? I mean, I got my old family. I have 14 brothers and two sisters.
You forgot me!
What did I do before I was retired? Oh, that's simple. I was a stripper.
Yep.
Be quiet, Gerald! Nope. It's true, I was a stripper.
Damn good one!
I used to take off my clothes, and the men would pay me lots of money.
It's true.
So much money for my wonderful assets.
Trust me, they are wonderful.
They used to love it when I would do my little twirl dance. It was so awesome. Everyone loved me.
Mostly me.
If I got the Fountain of Youth, well,
you'd share with me.
I think I'd live a different life.
What?
You know, there's so much opportunities for young women today. I'm pretty sure I would go out and I would get a new degree in, like, women's studies or something like that, you know?
No, you wouldn't.
I think I'd be genuinely perfect. And I would learn. I'd become a doctor or something. And I would... I would change the world and I would feed the children in Africa because the blacks are accepted now, so it's okay.
That's racist.
Oh, I believe I've used up the time limit, so...
Yes, you did.
I guess I need to turn this off now. Oh, goodbye. Oh, I'm so glad that's over. I really hope I get that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It's still on.
What?
It's not off.
What do you mean it's not off? I hit the... Oh, it's still going. Is this it? No. How about this, though? Here's the button. I found it.
That was so good.
I would have said I lost my spleen, but I think I lost that back in 52. Oh, my God. That was freaking hilarious. What'd you think, Ethel? Hey, she's named Ethel too.
Well, don't get us confused.
I won't. Who's a stripper, though?
I can make Dassel spin.
Oh, baby.
Put them on the ends of my walker. When I move, they go round and round.
Oh, my God.
You're getting a little rubber horn, too.
That's
Janie Gurley. Janie Gurley, I'm going to make a rule starting now that when somebody gets a perfect score, I'm just going to tell them straight up that they got a perfect score from me. You got, this was a 30 for me, Janie. 10, 10, 10. I love this so much. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for submitting this.
Janie Gurley,
I want to listen to it again.
You're awesome. This was freaking fantastic.
I'm honored to share a name. Truly, truly.
I love the snoring. Who's the guy in the background? That was great.
Was you? I fell asleep, Walter.
Oh, shit, again.
It's all right. I woke him up. He enjoyed it.
You
loved it, Walter.
I'm sorry. Young whippersnapper, you were talking.
Janie Gurley, that was a great choice, adding the old guy and just the whole story you set up. And then at the end, awesome. Awesome. I think Janie is a contender for this plane trip ticket to the fountain. What do you think, Walter?
Ethel, can I take her?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You'll sit on my lap. She'll sit next to me. It'll be great. I don't know what that other guy with her, but it'll be fun. This was freaking awesome. I'm not revealing my score, but it was fan-freaking-tastic. Okay. I love this. Hey, she said she used to know a Walter. I thought the interactions between her and that other guy were great, especially since she did both those voices. She didn't know what a rage was. The acting was phenomenal. That whole line about the blacks are accepted now, you just got a 10 on risk for that one, especially running this show. Oh, my goodness. That's risk up the wazoo, baby. Now, nobody else take that too far, mind you. But, I tell you what, this was fan-freaking-tastic. I am so impressed. I'd say we'd stop there, but I told everybody we'd listen to him, so we gotta go on to the next people, right?
Yeah. Up next, earning her trip to the Fountain of Youth is a temporary butterfly.
Maybe I'll pay them for a lot of seats on the plane. These people are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi there. I'm here for the Fountain of Youth. Yes, youth. Some would say I'm really, really old, but I like to think otherwise because I'm just, you're as young as you feel, right? And I feel almost, almost 66. That's pretty young, right? Okay. Well, I'm going to fill out this application for this, Walter person, okay? Walter. I knew a Walter once. He wasn't very nice. Anyway, my name. What's my name? I'm trying to remember. I think it's Flash Gordon. I'm not sure. What's my name? I'm going to go with Rick Santorum. Okay, what is my age? It says I must be over 75. Well, since I don't remember how young 75 was, I'm 92. Actually, but I feel like I'm 60, which is really young. Okay, how many people are in my family? Well, my family is really large and really all over the place. And I think I have about 15 grandchildren, I think. And then they just keep having sex in my family. It's really strange. They just pop up everywhere. Honey, I need the prune juice. I'm having a movement, okay? Oh my goodness. No, wait, I'm still in line. Oh, okay. What? Stop yelling at me back there. I'm trying to finish this application, okay? I need some place to think. Oh, what? Wait, no, how many people are in my family? That's right, that's the same question. Okay, I'm gonna say about 600, okay? That seems like a good number for a family. Okay, what did I do when I wasn't retired? What? I'm retired? I've been going to work for the past 50 years. I'm not retired. How am I retired? Oh, wait. Oh, that explains why I don't get any bills anymore. Oh, I am retired. I retired 10 years ago. Okay, I used to be an engineer. Then before that, I worked as a stripper for a while. Yeah, I had good stuff, didn't I? That's why I have so many grandkids. Anyway, before I was retired, I was an engineer, and then a stripper, and then a college student, and then a stripper. I always get lost when I think about strippers. Okay, 1 to 3 interesting stories about yourself. Okay, I had to shun myself. Well, as a stripper, I kind of already did that a little bit. Okay, so I'm pretty easy going. Well, 3 stories about myself. Well, today I found a dead cat in my living room. He used to be named Spot. Apparently, he was dead for at least 3 weeks before I really smelled the odor. It was awful. But I found him, and I picked him up, and I put him in the garden with the other the rest of the roses. There's nothing out there in the garden to be worried about, okay? Okay, another story. I don't know. I've been to lots of places. Lots of places. The furthest I've been away from is South Korea, because I fought in the Korean War a long time ago, back before you were probably even born, Mr. Application. What? Stop yelling at me back there. I'm 92. I got enough years on me to go. Okay, right. 3 interesting stories. The last story is the fact that I was a stripper. You want to know how I was a stripper, right? Well, you see, I applied and I did this dance. I can still kind of do it. Let me do it. Do the stripper, the stripper. Oh, my fucking God! Ow! What would I do with the Fountain of Youth? Well, first off, I would get a trip to the chiropractor, because I think I just lost my back on spine and I'm never going to strip again. Oh, my God. Okay, I really think I should go, but I need the Fountain of Youth, okay? Because everybody in the world needs more stripping engineers, don't you think so?
Ethel, cover your ears for a second.
What?
Hey, this is going to be a freaking fantastic trip, all these strippers. Just my penis.
Oh, no,
your hearing aid worked for once. Damn it.
I was just going to say, these strippers are all about the Fountain of Youth, Reed. I had no idea. Now I know. Now, if anyone asks me, you know, who's after a Fountain of Youth, I'm going to be strippers. Female strippers, because they need to see chiropractors.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, wiggle, 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 wiggle. You know it, maybe.
I love this. This was good.
This was good. This was good.
Hey, how about I go first this time?
Okay, yes, Walter.
First this time. So, Ethel, you're welcome to chime in if you want to. I love the Minnesota, don't you know, kind of accents. That was really great. And I know everybody was waiting to hear it. We were all looking forward to that. That feeling 66, I can't even remember the last time I felt 66. You're right. It gives you that young, sprightly feeling, doesn't it? 92, that's kind of young. Wait, no, it's not. Oh, 92 is kind of... Yeah, you could use the Fountain of Youth. Listen, what do you mean Walter wasn't very nice? And, well, I'm not the same Walter, so it doesn't really matter. I want to say there's a couple of things here. I loved that you had 600 people in your family. I found that really interesting, and I think that was really great as far as the character development. I want to say just one thing about maybe some of the acting thing here. You did about 15 different accents that I could tell. I don't know, I sort of lost count. You kind of wandered all over the world. You're a very worldly traveler. There was a little bit of Minnesota, there was some Canadian, there was a little bit of Miss Piggy in there, I think. I don't know, maybe some Yoda. I would just say that, you know, if you're going to do this, try to stick with your accent as best as you can. I know you're getting new at this, and, you know, I'm not necessarily critiquing hardly against because of the accent, but it's just something to think about. But you're a stripper, so I don't care. It's cool. By the way, the other thing, speaking of stripper, I loved the cat story. That was freaking hilarious. The whole thing was hilarious. In fact, the one thing that I would say, maybe as a development thing, like if you're going to do an old person, I think what would have been really funny is if you got to your third story and you thought you were on your first story again and you started the whole damn thing over because you forgot your Aricept or whatever memory drug you hadn't taken. But the whole thing was really great. I really, really loved it.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate, Walter, I appreciate my war veterans and Temp as a Korean war veteran.
They're starting that shit up again, so maybe we better send her over.
I don't even think they let females into the army back then, did they? I don't know. in the Korean War? Maybe.
She's a stripper.
Jesus. She was entertaining the
way. That's right. It was USO, baby.
USO.
That's how I met Walter. I was in the USO.
You're not supposed to tell them USO. That.
Oh, sorry.
I thought she was Bob Hope.
I used to pay to dance with me. So I got my plane ticket home.
Great job, Temp.
Great job. I'm sorry I got Ethel here, so I can't say please come with me. Not right away, but you did a great job.
You want to yell 66 again? Come on over. I'm not that much older. Don't
start
66.
That shit with me again.
Okay, Walter, let's get on the next old.
Who's next?
It's an old lady. It's Cage Crazy Tan. Let's find out if she's a stripper.
Oh, boy. It's like they coordinated it. Oh, my God. Does that mean Russ is going to be a stripper, too? I can't handle that.